Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama and Cuban leader Raul Castro held historic talks Saturday on the sidelines of the Summit of the Americas in Panama.
You know, I am cautiously optimistic that over the coming months and coming years, that the process that we've initiated, first announced in December, reaffirmed here at the Summit of the Americas, will lead to a different future for the Cuban people and a different relationship between the United States and Cuba.
Mr. Obama also said the majority of Americans support establishing ties with Cuba and that those efforts have the overwhelming support of the Cuban public as well. Mr. Castro told President Obama he is prepared to discuss a number of contentious issues, including human rights and press freedom. He also acknowledged areas of continued disagreement and said resolution of those matters will take time. Saudi Arabia says at least 500 insurgent Shiites have been killed along the Saudi-Yemen border since a Saudi-led coalition launched airstrikes late last month against the Houthi rebels seeking to gain control of neighboring Yemen. Meanwhile, coalition warships shelled Houthi positions outside the southern city of Attaq, where residents of the city reported airstrikes on a local military base. More than 600 people have been killed in the fighting, and 100,000 residents have been forced to flee their homes. At least 7 people were killed Saturday. It happened in Nigeria as people went to the polls to elect governors and state representatives. The violence comes 2 weeks after Muhammadu Buhari ousted incumbent Goodluck Jonathan in a relatively peaceful election. This is VOA News. Bangladesh has executed a top Islamist leader on a conviction of crimes against humanity for atrocities committed during the 1971 War of Independence from Pakistan. Security was tight Saturday night during the central jail in the capital Dhaka for the hanging of 63-year-old Mohammad Kamar Usman. An assistant secretary general of the Jamaat-Islami Party, prosecutor said Kamar Usman was responsible for the massacre of at least 120 unarmed farmers. Around 3 million people died in the 9-month war for independence against Pakistan. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ashton Carter has concluded a multi-nation tour of Asia, meeting with U.S. allies. Late Saturday, he visited the U.S. Navy ship John Paul Jones, anchored in Pearl Harbor. VOA's Carla Babb was there.
When he visited the ship, he was basically looking at some of the newest technology. The John Paul Jones is a testing destroyer. So they go out and they will test different types of defenses and come back and carry the data and relay it to Pacific Command. But that is one of the places where they try to develop these strong new weapons to defeat any potential foes. So he was able to get that. Most of it was classified. I'll be honest, we reporters were not allowed to walk with him. We had to walk to different sections because it was such sensitive information. But it was a great time for the secretary to see what the men and women are preparing and how they can better defend the region.
That is VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb in Honolulu, Hawaii. Orthodox Christians around the world celebrating Easter Sunday, Easter marking the day Christians believe Jesus was resurrected after his crucifixion more than 2,000 years ago. Roman Catholics and Protestants observed Easter last Sunday in accordance with the Gregorian calendar. Eastern Orthodox churches use the older Julian calendar. At the Masters Golf Tournament in Augusta, Georgia, American Jordan Spieth has a 4-stroke lead over Britain's Justin Rose heading into the final round today. 2-time Masters champion Phil Mickelson of the United States is in third place. 4-time champion Tiger Woods is in a 5-way tie for fifth place. Woods was asked Saturday how he assesses his performance so far.
I think what I've done all week has been pretty good. Coming from where I came from and having to change my entire release pattern, that was tough. And people have no idea how hard it was to do that. And to come back here and play major championship and, you know, to be in the mix. Granted, I got to shoot a super low one tomorrow, but at least I've given myself a chance going into tomorrow.
Tiger Woods has had intermittent health problems and has missed a number of tournaments in recent months. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.